time once again for Melody Rance and Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again.
That's right, folks. It's another visit with all the gang here at Melody Ranch. There's Pat Buttram, the Cass County Boys, the Gene Autry Blue Jeans, Carl Kottner's Melody Ranch Hardway 6 featuring Alvino Ray, and yours truly, Charlie Lyon. Right now, though, meet the boss man himself, America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas. The prairie sky is wide and high, deep in the heart of Texas. The sage in bloom is like perfume, deep in the heart of Texas. Reminds me of the one I love, deep in the heart of Texas. The coyotes wail along the trail, deep in the heart of Texas. The cowboys cry, ki-yippee-yippee-i, deep in the heart of Texas. The cactus plants are tough on plants, deep in the heart of Texas. That's why perhaps they all wear shacks, deep in the heart of Texas. Deep in the heart of Texas. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Well, howdy there, friends and neighbors, and welcome once again to Melody Ranch.
And now, thanks to the magic of music, we'd like to take you all to a certain spot not too far south of the border, where I'm told the heavens at night are so close you could almost reach out and touch your own private star. We met by a stream one night in Mexico. The moment stood still under fiesta stars. I learned how to dream that night in Mexico. My heart felt a thrill under fiesta stars. The night spoke of splendor, the lanterns were low. I had to surrender, the thrill seemed to grow. The music was playing, we danced until dawn. My thoughts began straying, and then she was gone. Tonight there's a stream somewhere in Mexico, where lanterns that glow blend with a soft guitar. I wish I could dream again of Mexico and still feel the thrill under fiesta stars. There's a stream somewhere in Mexico, where lanterns that glow blend with a soft guitar. I wish I could dream again of Mexico and still feel the thrill under fiesta stars.
Well, thank you, neighbors. Many, many thanks.
Congratulations.
Now, holy smoke, what in the world's that?
Hey, Mr. Artery.
Yeah?
How many are we having for supper tonight, anyway?
Why, what do you want to know for?
Because it's a cook's day off, and I got to do the cooking.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. That's why I got to know how many we're having for supper, so I'll know how much water to put in the soup.
Brother, I can see right now this is going to be some supper.
You ain't just a whistling Dixie, friend. Yes, sir.
Say, by the way, when's this masterpiece that you're fixing up going to be ready?
Just as soon as the coffee's ready. Incidental, there ain't enough saucers to go around, so some of you might have to drink out of a cup.
I can hardly wait. What else are we going to have besides coffee?
Well, let's see. Some of them little round things out of that tall, thin jar on the top shelf of the pantry.
You mean stuffed olives?
Yeah, that's him, yeah. Sort of a pickle with a tail light. And anyway, after that, I figured on having a little smorgasbord.
Oh, good, good. How'd you fix it?
Simple. Just took a board and smorgasbord it, that's all.
Well, ask a silly question, you get a silly answer.
Yeah, and also I'm having scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs?
Yeah.
Grade A?
Look, pal, I don't know nothing about their education. All I know is I got eggs.
And what's for dessert?
Dessert, devil's food cake. It was going to be angel's food cake, but it fell.
It's too bad it didn't fall far enough.
Very funny, very funny.
Yes, it's very funny.
Oh, yeah, there's one more little thing. This time, I'm going to be the first one to the table.
Oh?
Yeah, last Sunday when we had that big fried chicken dinner, I really got gypped there.
Oh, how come?
Are you kidding? Not only was I the last man to the table, I was the last man to get my buttermilk. I was the last man to get my soup, and I was the last man to get my pumpkin pie.
So, what piece of the chicken did you get?
Last man again. So long, Mr. Artery.
Well, so long there, Patrick. Be sure and call us when dinner's ready, though. Right now, here's a little musical appetizer as sung by the Blue Jeans that goes as follows. Kids?
Met the gal he loved in a town way down in Dixie. Stars above, she was the sweetest gal he ever did see. So he took her in his arms and told her of her many charms and kissed her while the fiddles played the Bonaparte's retreat. All the world was bright as he held her on that night, and he heard her say, "Please don't ever go away." All the world was bright as he held her on that night, and he heard her say, "Please don't ever go away." So he held her in his arms and told her of her many charms and kissed her while the fiddles played the Bonaparte's retreat. He's gone, and I'll admit I knew that. I had met my Waterloo. I knew that I would say adieu.
Ah, thank you there, gals. Many, many thanks. That was really great.
Tears on my pillow each morning. I cry when I dream about you. When I should be sleeping, I just lay there weeping, wondering if you're weeping too. I've tried, dear, so hard to forget you, but that's not so easy to do. With tears on my pillow each morning, tears that I've shed over you.
We were so happy when love lingered on. Back in the sweet used to be. Now I'm so lonely because you are gone, leaving a sad memory. Tears on my pillow each morning. I cry when I dream about you. When I should be sleeping, I just lay there weeping, wondering if you're weeping too. I've tried, dear, so hard to forget you, but that's not so easy to do. With tears on my pillow each morning, tears that I've shed over you.
Ah, thank you, neighbors. Thank you. Many thanks. Well, sir, here it is, story time once again. And since this particular yarn I'm going to tell you all took place just about this same time many years ago, I thought you might like to recall it with me now. At any rate, it all started late one cold winter evening when I rode into the small cattle town of Granny's Gulch, reined up in front of the only place that seemed to be open, went in. The sign over the door said, Jake Hardy's Silverhorn Saloon. Jake Hardy, proprietor. And from the looks of things, Jake wasn't doing too bad either, because the tables were all taken. So I walked over to the bar.
Yeah, mister, what's it going to be?
Glass of milk.
Would you mind riding over that trail again, chum?
I said I'd take a glass of milk.
That's what I thought you said. Well, what do you know? Now, ain't that cute? A milk drinker. Gonna grow up to be a big, strong boy, I'll bet. Well, why don't you say something? Here's your tongue muscle bound, too.
I take it you don't like milk.
You take it right, pal. I don't like guys what do.
Well, in that case, you ought to try it sometime. It's not bad at all.
Oh, wise guy, huh? Well, milk drinker's pretty handy with his fist.
Handy enough.
Okay, sucker, if that's the way you want to play, see what you can do about this. Oh, my hand.
Next time, be a little more careful who you shoot at.
All right,
break it up. Keep playing, Louie. Now then, that seems to be the trouble, cowboy.
Who are you?
Jake Hardy. I own this place.
Oh? Well, you ought to be a little more choosy about your customers.
You know something? Ordinarily, I'd have you thrown out here so fast your feet wouldn't hit the ground. But after seeing the way you handle those fists and those guns of yours, I think we both might profit by having a little talk. Interested?
That depends. What's the talk about?
A job.
What kind and how much?
Suppose we discuss that in private.
Okay. When?
How's tomorrow morning in my office?
I'll be there. Well, sir, things couldn't have worked out better if I'd actually planned them that way. You see, there'd been a lot of trouble over in Granny's Gulch between Jake Hardy's gang and some new homesteaders that had come into that section. As a result, I'd been sent there as a special U.S. Marshal's deputy to see what could be done about it. Anyway, early the next morning, just like he had told me to do, I reported to Jake Hardy's office.
You know, Autry, men like you could be mighty valuable to me. That is, if you're not particular about the work you do.
It's like I said before. How much and what for?
Here's $500 in advance. That the way you like to do business?
That's the way I like to start. What's the pitch?
A new bunch of nesters just made camp over near Sunset Canyon Pass.
Oh?
I want you to take some of my boys and go scare them out.
Sorry, Hardy. Nothing doing.
What do you mean by that?
Just what I said. If you want the job done, send your own men in first and warn them. Then if they don't scatter, I'll go in alone and get rid of them in my own way.
Nothing doing. If my boys can't do it, how do I know you can?
You don't. And oh, yeah, just one other thing. Tell your men there'll be no gunplay. I'll take care of that end.
Okay, Autry. Even though it's against my better judgment, I'll go along with your plan this time. But it better work, or you won't.
It didn't take a mind reader to see Jake Hardy meant business. But so did I. Anyway, late that same afternoon, Hardy's four gun slicks were just approaching the homesteaders' camp near Sunset Canyon Pass when all of a sudden, from behind a big rock in the bend of the trail...
Hold there! All right, get off your horses and reach. First man who goes for his gun, I wish he hadn't.
You...
Get off your horses, I said. And hurry it up.
Okay, mister. Don't shoot again. We'll do what you say.
Now, that's better. Now, you with the red shirt. Tie up your two chums with this rope before I count 20 or else.
I'm telling you, Jake, this masked guy comes right out of nowhere. Covers us like a flash. We didn't have a chance.
Oh, now I've heard everything. Did you see Autry?
Not a sign of him.
That's funny. I wonder where he... Autry, we've been looking for you.
Well, I've been looking for you, too, Hardy.
What do you think you're doing? Trying to cross me?
What do you mean? Am I trying to cross you?
Just what I said. When I got to that homesteader's camp, your men hadn't even been there.
Yeah, I know. What happened to you?
Don't worry. The nesters beat it just like I said they would.
Nice going. Seems my boys run into a little trouble with some fool ghost rider wearing a white mask.
Probably some homesteader trying to throw a scare into him.
Yeah, that's the way I figure, too.
So, what's next?
Well, I guess that's all for now. No doubt another bunch will try moving in over the weekend, but we'll take care of them when the time comes. Meanwhile, I'm sending some money and some records on the day stage over to Rimrock tomorrow morning. I want you to ride it.
Sorry, Hardy, but riding guard on stages isn't my cup of tea. Better get yourself another man.
Oh? What's wrong with riding guard on stages?
Well, for one thing, it's too easy to get picked off by guys like this Ghost Rider character that you were just talking about.
Oh, don't worry. I don't think he'll be causing us any more trouble from now on.
Maybe not. But that's still your problem, not mine.
Yeah. Spur, I guess you better take Joe and Fingers. Watch it close, though. You'll be carrying all the cash we got from that herd we rustled from old man Crawford.
All right, boy.
As for you, Autry, you just keep in touch and stay close in case I need you.
And don't worry. I'll be around.
Good. And, if you want to pick up a little extra cash, there's $2,000 in it for you. If you can deliver that Ghost Rider, dead or alive.
$2,000 for the Ghost Rider, dead or alive. Right at the moment, though, I wasn't interested in any Ghost Riders. Matter of fact, even though I had said I wasn't, I was far more concerned with the money and records that Jake Hardy was shipping by stage over to Rimrock. Anyway, the next morning early, Spur, Joe, and Fingers took off on schedule. But something must have happened, because late that same afternoon, Spur came running into his office.
Boss!
Spur! What are you doing here? What happened?
The Ghost Rider, boss. He held up the stage.
What? What about the money?
He got it all.
What?
He even took Joe with him.
I might have known something like this had happened.
Well, what do we do now?
Call in all the men you can lay your hands on. We're going to start a search for that guy that won't end until we... Wait a minute. You say he took Joe with him?
Yeah. Said something about sending him back later in the day. Why?
Because, Spur, I just got an idea. If that's the way he wants to play, we'll just have a little reception committee waiting for him. Go find Autry. Tell him I need him right away.
Spur won't have to find me, Hardy.
Autry.
I'm right here.
We were... What are you doing with that gun?
Just what it looks like, Hardy. Pointing it straight at you. And don't you be getting any funny ideas either, Spur.
Hey, what is this? A joke or something?
It's no joke, I assure you. You're under arrest, Hardy. You and your whole dirty mob. You're all through.
Yeah? Who says so?
I do. Here, take a look at this.
United States Marshal.
Surprised?
Howdy, Marshal. Here's Mr. Crawford, the man you asked me to bring.
What is this? You can't prove anything against me.
You think not, Hardy? The Ghost Rider paid me a little visit with your man, Joe Dixon, just a while ago. Joe did quite a bit of talking.
Oh, so that's how it... Hey, where'd Autry disappear to? He was right here a minute ago.
Not if I know, Sheriff. But wherever he is, I'm mighty much obliged both to him and to that Ghost Rider.
Oh, by the way, who is this character everyone keeps calling a Ghost Rider? You know, Mr. Crawford?
I ain't sure, Sheriff. Kept that white mask on all the time, but... Well, just before we left my place tonight, he whispered something to my wife about getting him a glass of milk.
And so, that wound up my one and only experience as an actor. Funny thing, though, I've often thought that I'd like to take it up as a career, but somehow never got around to trying it. Well, that's the way the little ball bounces. And now, neighbors, here's a tune that's been riding high on the popularity crest for quite some time now. Kids?
Vaya con Dios, my darling.
Now the hacienda's dark, the town is sleeping. Now the time has come to part, the time for weeping. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Now the village mission bells are softly ringing. If you listen with your heart, you'll hear them singing. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love.
Wherever you may be, I'll be beside you. Of all your many million dreams away, each night I'll say a prayer to guide you, to hasten every lonely hour of every lonely day.
Now the dawn is breaking through a gray tomorrow, but the memories we shared are there to borrow.
Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Vaya con Dios, my darling.
And now make way for the Cass County Boys singing.
Oh, sweet mama, tree top dog, won't you kindly turn your damper down? I can smell those whole cakes a-burning, honey. They done burnt plum brown. Since ham went up to a dollar a pound, I eat so many rabbits, I just hop all around. Oh, sweet mama, tree top dog, won't you kindly turn your damper down? Oh, sweet mama, tree top dog, won't you kindly turn your damper down? I can smell those whole cakes a-burning, honey. They done burnt plum brown.
There was a Dominic, a rooster, and a Shanghai hen. They run around together, but they ain't no kin.
Oh, sweet mama, tree top dog, won't you kindly turn your damper down?
so burning, honey. They done burnt plum brown.
You make the best hot biscuits with honey, too. But I tell you, baby, nothing sweet as you.
Oh, sweet mama, sweet top dog. Won't you kind of turn your damper down? Turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down. Mama, turn your damper down.
Ah, many thanks, our Cass County boys. That was real great. But now I think it's time for a little song. A song that's darn near perfect to end not only this day, but any day. I'm sure that you'll all agree as we sing for you. When day is done and shadows fall, I dream of you. When day is done, I think of all the joys we knew, that yearning, returning to hold you in my arms. Won't go, love, I know, love, without you. Night has lost its charms when day is done and grass is wet with twilight's dew. My lonely heart is sinking with the sun. Although I miss your tender kiss the whole day through, I miss you most of all when day is done.
When day is done and grass is wet with twilight's dew, my lonely heart is sinking with a sigh.
Although I've missed your tender kiss the whole day,
I miss you most of all when day is
week at this same time, Gene Autry and all the gang from Melody Ranch will be heard over these same stations. This is Charlie Lyon inviting you to be tuned our way. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.